44 in Eureka.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Ooh, when you come home to me.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Chad Bond, midfielder for St. Louis FC. We represent St. Louis. We fight for St. Louis. We fight for you. Because in a family, we fight for each other. We're all part of something bigger than ourselves. Last year, you sold out our stadium time and time again. This year, we will take that fight to the field. This is our city. This is All Flow One.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the San Antonio FC on Saturday, August 27th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
It's the end of summer BOGO sale, baby. Buy one, get one from Amazing Siding and Windows. Buy one Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Window, receive a second free. Buy one Infinity from Marvin Door, receive a second one free. Need siding? Pay for two sides, and we'll throw in the other two sides for free. You must schedule with Amazing before school starts back. Call 636-230-5800. On the web, AmazingSTL.com. Previous purchase excluded. Restrictions apply. Free product is of equal or lesser value. Labor excluded.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again. Never.
Try the delicious new Subway Chicken Caesar Melt with rotisserie-style chicken raised without antibiotics. Creamy Caesar sauce and melted provolone. For a limited time only at Subway.
Are you concerned about your health? Learn how to achieve wellness. Tune in to Naturally Speaking with the Institute of Natural Health every Sunday at 5 p.m. Find a better way to good health.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and
jerky, now nearly rectum-free.
I do not like, I don't like rectum in my jerky.
No.
Sure.
Oh, I do. I like extra.
You do?
Yeah.
Extra rectum?
Yeah.
Boy, I don't. Extra gluten. I do ask for extra gluten, but not extra rectum. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 16th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Now, we spent not a lot, but a small portion of today talking about that this is the day Elvis Presley died 39 years ago. Elvis liked cars, so I'm going to continue the running theme of if he were alive today and he and I were friends, where would I send him for body work? You know, Schaefer.
Hey!
First, a round of introductions at the control board. It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks.
And I believe yes. These two people who you're about to mention are going to be playing in our golf tournament September 23rd.
Good to hear. Yes, I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. She's a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are worried about the future of your investments, it may be a smart idea to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth, delivering his daughter to college and putting in her dorm room and then leaving so she and her friends could crack open a 12-pack.
That's right.
Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He's always said his dream would have been to be part of the Memphis Mafia, one of the entourage for the King of Rock and Roll. Bernice is in heaven.
Of course, it's high again.
And Rat Boy said he loved Elvis because he loved the fact that he ate peanut butter and what?
Cheese.
Oh, no, that wasn't, it wasn't peanut butter and cheese sandwich. It was peanut butter and nanner, peanut butter banana sandwich. Rat Boy, you had that wrong. You still like him? He likes him anyway, he says. Give it up for Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Fried peanut butter banana sandwiches. Butter. Peanut butter, regular butter, toasted, and fried banana. That sounds good to me. My former self, I might add, now 35 pounds ago.
Whoa.
Yeah, I am. Would have torn up those peanut butter banana sandwiches, fried sandwiches, but not the current me. And now to continue. My What If Elvis Had Lived and Had Been My Friend series. Hmm. You know, Elvis liked cars. I like cars. He had a lot more money than I have, a lot more cars. And his cars meant a lot to him. And, you know, if we were friends, and he, let's say, had driven up to St. Louis in one of his Cadillacs, he would certainly come to my house and hang out. We'd play pinball downstairs and... Here's the way I envision a conversation going. Hey, Frank, man, can I ask you a question? His voice is weaker because he's 80.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I said, sure, E. Anything. What do you need?
I need a good place to get some body work done, man. Somebody hit my Cadillac on Interstate 44. I believe that's what it is, coming out towards your house.
That's right, E, 44. Well, was it bad damage?
It's so bad, I don't know if anybody could make it right, make it perfect again. You know, I am about my caddies.
Hey, I know somebody that could.
Who would that be, Frank?
Why, Schaefer.
Is that Schaefer with a C? Schaefer?
Yeah, you know him?
I've heard of him. Yeah, I've heard about him, yeah.
Well, E, they could make that thing like it never happened. That's what they like to say. And then Elvis and I would get in that Cadillac, and we would go to Schaefer Auto Body. They'd walk out, walk around the car, pull me aside and say, hey, your friend here seems like and acts like and kind of looks like Elvis Presley. He would be about 80. And I would say, Scott, because I'd be with Scott Schaefer, I'd say, Scott, raise your right hand, swear to keep this between us. Sure, it is Elvis. We're friends. He's been out of the limelight for a while. But he needs this Cadillac made right and done perfectly. And this is the only place I know that could make the king happy. And Scott would say to me, you tell your buddy Elvis, this caddy's in good hands. And then we'd take a Laclede cab back to my house. See, I worked that in.
Oh.
Hey, Frank.
What?
It's me, Paul. Hey. I had my car crashed, too.
Paul, I'm with my friend Elvis. I know you're in town. I can't believe you're still here, Paul.
Yeah,
what happened to your voice? You sound more like Ringo or something.
We had lunch together.
Yeah, what happened to you?
Well, he sang a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Paul, I'm busy. I'm with Elvis, okay?
Okay, all right. See you later.
Stop sucking on that helium.
Yeah, you sound like Bob Hardcastle.
That's
a compliment.
Frank.
And then Elvis and I would go back to the house, and once again, he'd realize there's nothing to eat there because my wife doesn't cook. And Elvis would say to me, why do you sleep with that woman? And I'd say, I don't know, E. I'm not sure. But let's go out, and let's see if we can find a place to make us a peanut butter and banana sandwiches. And we would do that. And then he'd hang out for a couple of days, and then we'd get the call from Schaefer.
Hello?
There's a king. There's Scott Schaefer there, please. Actually, he called. Just check on the car.
Sure, hang on a second. Hello, Scott Schaefer.
Hey, Scott, it's a king. I met you with my buddy Frank.
Oh, yeah. You called about the Cadillac?
Is it ready, man?
Like it never happened. It's ready? It's like it never happened, okay? You wait till you see it.
All right, man. We'll be right down there. And then we'd get in the Laclede cab and go to Shea. And there'd be the Cadillac. Perfect. I mean perfect. And Elvis would look at me and say, hey, Frank. I'd say, what, E?
Not only is it perfect like it never happened, but it's cleaner. When I drove it up from Memphis, I had some snack cracker packets in there and some French fries bags. It's all cleaned up, man. It's cleaner than it was. I said, Elvis, your voice is getting stronger. It's coming back. You sound like the young Elvis.
Wow.
You really think so, man? I said, yes, that's what this has done. The delight of seeing your Cadillac fixed by Schaefer, you're like a young man again. Hey, man, you know what? I think you're right, man. I feel younger. I feel my old self again. I'm going to have a Cadillac drive back to Memphis, maybe get back in show business, just cut some new records or something, go on tour or something. Let me take you back home first to Wildwood. And we get in the Cadillac.
Wow.
Thank you. That's an older Cadillac.
That's not quite his jet impression.
And he dropped me off, and he goes, hey, man, thanks for being my friend. And see, I'll always be your friend. And he go back to Memphis. And that is not a true story, but would possibly be had he lived long enough for me to direct him to Schaefer Auto Body.
Yep.
S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. 10 locations, SchaeferAutoBody.com. Body work good enough to have pleased Elvis. Had he lived and come to St. Louis. From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Clevland segment, starring Bill Clevland along with Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by, hey, the cab Elvis and I would have taken, Laclede Cab. The app is free. It's STL Taxi. Download it. It's easy to use. It's a great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Clevland. How are you, Bill? Thanks for waiting.
Boy, am I mad at you guys. I am not happy.
You should be mad at
that
Colin Jeffrey. He's the one that said, you know, yeah. Bill could win the track meets because he knows it'll be over the line. He's the one that said it.
No. Yeah, that was pretty...
And when he did it, Bill, you weren't here. We said, hey, stop that right now. Bill is our friend, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
He's our friend.
Yeah,
he's our friend.
Yeah.
I'd like Paul McCartney
came in and said it.
Yeah, well,
you leave Bill alone.
And, I also heard you...
What did that well?
No.
We're not.
Go ahead. What?
Are you guys finished?
Yeah, go ahead.
I also heard you making fun of badminton earlier. You made fun of it. I wasn't making fun of it. You said if somebody was in a room and they had to admit what sport they played, badminton, people would have to whisper.
I said if Olympians were in the room, they go, Olympians. What Olympic medal Olympians. Would you get your gold medal in? You'd get kind of embarrassed to say badminton when the discus guys are there and the decathlon
guys. Why? Why would you be embarrassed about that?
It takes less. Athleticism, I think, to play badminton.
I disagree with that. I would.
You think badminton takes the same kind of athletic prowess that the gymnastics people have,
or the weightlifters? Have you watched these Olympic badminton players?
Yeah, we watched them today.
Yeah, I think they're tremendous. Yeah. But it's just a different skill. I don't know that you could say one is better than the other.
No, I didn't say better. I just said when I think of athletic prowess, I don't think badminton.
When you compare it to tennis, tennis balls can be hit at 135 miles an hour. Shuttlecock just kind of...
You can't say shuttle, you can say cock.
Kind of floats to the ground.
Yeah, you can hit it. I don't care how hard you hit it. It's only going so fast. It's just a slower, more tame. Different bodies. Even the bodies of the badminton players, they were more like average people, you know. That's all. Just an observation. Don't take it personally.
Oh, no, I'm not trying. I'm trying not to take it personally.
What you and I ought to do is push to get pickleball in the Olympics.
Well, that's how I learned to play pickleball, because I was a badminton player, and there's a lot of similarities between badminton and pickleball, a lot of the same mechanics that you use in badminton.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Same mechanics.
What do you have for us?
Whatever. Oh, we got a guy in California, a hiker, stranded for several days. Stranded for several days, rescued when she used her sports bra as a signal.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton, you know, she tried this one. She got stranded during a hike, although the rescue team mistook her bra for a circus tent. They still saw it.
Wouldn't it be two circus tents?
Yeah.
One big circus. Are you really going to beat me up over that?
No, it would be two tents.
Go ahead. Two big circus tents.
Now, see?
Hey.
See how funny that is that way? See, you hear us laughing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Olympics, I don't know if you've watched any of the gymnastics. This young lady, Simone Biles, she's having a great Olympics. She's 4'8" tall.
Ooh.
4'8" tall. Yeah, her only real complaint about the whole Olympics was she didn't have enough leg room on the flight down to Rio. Because,
yeah, this actually makes sense.
I was watching badminton.
It didn't make sense.
No.
Because the seats are, she's so small, and even because she's so small, the seats are
Oh, that's how small the planes were.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Now I get it, yeah.
I don't want to do anymore.
She should have rode an Elvis.
That's not a good attitude. That's like a kid when I'm going home, I'm taking my
taking my shuttlecock with me.
Pull the plug.
I disagree. Okay. All right. And finally.
And my father is calling me on call waiting. You don't think he doesn't even listen to this show anymore. Listen to me anymore.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't listen to the show either. If I weren't here, I would listen to it.
Sorry, that's not what I meant to say. A man in Pennsylvania was arrested for leaving marijuana in his son's Elmo backpack the other day. Mm. And cops became suspicious when the Elmo laughed for 2 hours without being tickled.
No, that's a dead giveaway.
Well, this is a rough one today.
We were rough. I feel bad.
A little rough. Bill Clevelin, this segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Clevelin on 6550 KTR.
Right, thank you, Bill.
We'll see you on the badminton court.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yeah, we were a little rough on him today, maybe. All right, I don't have a lot of time here. We have a golf tournament. I'm hosting it. All that means is that they asked me to host it originally, and I said no. And then I said, I went back and said, I got an idea. I'll host it if you'll give the profits to Backstoppers. And then they said yes. So September 23rd, all the information is at KTRS.com. It's all there. $100 per player, blah, 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 food, drinks, it's all there. And current bid still stands at $1,000 to be the fourth in the foursome with me, Peon, and Dan for 18 holes. $1,000 should not take it. Thank you, Andy. We appreciate it, but that should not take it. Somebody out there, at least another 500. I don't want to go 1,020. Make it 1,500, 2,000, 3,000. Now we're talking. Hey, it's for Backstoppers. It's for the cops. I'm tired of the cop bashing. Let's do something. Let's do something on the other side. And you to bid for that fourth in the foursome, you do that with me directly, or you call Dan here, 969. That's 314-969-KTRS, or most any cell phone, star KTRS, or you email me, frankopinion@yahoo.com, and say, hey, here's $2,000 to play with the three of you, 18 holes. We'll take it. Here's $3,000, $5,000, whatever. You know who you are. You got some money. And then Thursdays are the Radiothon. If you also, when you go to KTRS.com, you will see a place for our show, and it says donate, and you go to our show, and it says AM and the PM, donate here. Click. You hit that. Everyone who donates $300 goes into a drawing to have, this worked really well last year, I hope it does this year, to have dinner with me and my wife at Annie Guns, the great Annie Guns, the four of us. You, a guest, me, my wife, Annie Guns. It always goes well. $300. If you want to donate $6, you get $2. You're in the drawing twice. $900, you're in three times. $1,200, I'm not going to, how far now?
That's enough.
You get the idea. Every $300. Oh! And for the $300 donation to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, you will automatically get 4 tickets to either Cardinals versus the Brewers. Well, actually, that's the game, Cardinals against the Brewers, September 8th, 7 p.m. That right there is worth $150, half of what you're donating. And you get 4 tickets to one of a choice of about 3 different St. Louis Blues preseason games. So you automatically get that, and you're in the drawing for dinner with me and my wife at Annie Guns. $300 will get you in there. Please, please think about that. St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. How are we doing on time? Not very well. Let's see. Oh, okay, speaking of my wife, I'll try to make this quick. My daughter-in-law works at a law firm in Jeff City. This is a horrible story, but it ends up being my wife conveying this story to someone else in front of me, and I'll get to that in a minute. But here's the story. My daughter worked for this law firm. They had a woman who came to them, and it's your typical abusive. She'd file for divorce. Her husband says, okay, you want to divorce me? I'll get you. She gets a restraining order. He finds her at a motel where she's hiding. This is all true. And he goes in, and he shoots her and kills her. and he puts the gun under his own chin, but it doesn't do the job, and he's alive. Okay, screw the restraining order. He killed her. Horrible story. My wife, in front of other people, is retelling this story. And she says, yeah, our daughter-in-law, ooh, what a horrible story. They had a client, and this woman got a restraining order, but the boyfriend found her at a motel. He killed her, and then he killed himself, but he didn't die. That's exactly the way she told it. And, of course, my job is to just sit there and go, you know what you just said. You just said he killed himself. You know what I meant.
Oh, yeah.
It always ends with that. You know what I meant. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Two guys, each lives in a high-rise New York City-type apartment. Picture a very tall building, and they're each on the ninth floor. One guy on the ninth floor of his building, another ninth, and you can kind of see directly across the way into other apartments on the same floor. So neighbor number one yells out the window way across to this other building. He goes, "Hey, Michael!" And Michael, in the ninth floor apartment in another building, goes, "Yeah, what, Alex?" He says, "When's your birthday? What month is your birthday?" Michael says, "It's in May. Why?" And Alex says, "I know exactly what to get you." Michael says, "What?" He says, "Well, every time your wife gives you a Monica Lewinsky, you know, I can see it. I think I'll get you curtains, some window curtains for your birthday." And then Michael goes, "Hey, Alex." He goes, "What?" He goes, "When's your birthday?" He says, "It's in July." "Why?" He goes, "Because I think I know the perfect gift for you." He goes, "Yeah, what will that be?" He goes, "Binoculars. So you'll finally be able to see whose wife I'm actually with."
Meet me. All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
If you are traveling on westbound Highway 40, man, are you jammed up from Busch Stadium, and that goes all the way out through McCausland. You've got another little slowdown from Clarkson down through Boone's Crossing. Westbound 70, a little heavy right around Jennings Station. Also stop and go now from Highway 270 out through 5th Street. Southbound 170, you're slowing from north of Olive down through Highway 40. Southbound 270, it's stop and go from Page down to about the Clayton Road overpass. And then it's a slow run from that point on to Highway 44. Eastbound 44 with slow Mirage up through 270. Westbound from Merrimack River Bridge out past Bowles. Looks like eastbound 270. That hasn't gotten too bad this afternoon. You're just a little heavy now between McDonnell and Lindbergh. And westbound 364. Look for slow pockets now between 270 and Highway 94. This traffic report is brought to you by Lead Safe America. Did you know that childhood lead poisoning costs the American taxpayers more than $50 billion a year? Visit LeadSafeAmerica.org to learn more. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show.
It's Jim Hewer, sports director at the Big 550 KTRS.
And I'm Brendan Weese. Join us weeknights for the Big Sports Show.
Professional football team that's going to play in Los Angeles. They canceled their Legends game, I guess due to combination of low demand, possibly players that weren't happy with their situation to be in this game.
Way to go, guys. You're off to a rousing start out in Los Angeles. 6:30 to 9.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. The last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com for the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
If your basement's always wet and damp, your foundation is cracked too. Call Woods Basement Systems. We'll fix that basement for you.
If you have a wet basement, foundation, or crawl space problem, you are not alone. Woods Basement Systems has repaired problems like these for 30 years. We raise sunken patios. We straighten bowing basement walls. We seal inefficient dirt crawl spaces and stop leaking basements. We remodel and finish basements too. Call 866-581-1081 for your free estimate today. That's 866-581-1081 or online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
Come rain or come shine, call Woods Basement Systems. We are Woods, we fix basements for your peace of mind.
Find us online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
I said I wanted the bulletin. The beep, 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 beep. You edit out this part because this is awkward. And we pick it up right here. 3, 2, 1. We interrupt our commercials to bring you this update on the foursome for the golf tournament September 23rd, Friday, September 23rd. The current high bid to be the fourth in the foursome with me, Dan, and Peon is from Gary, and it's $1,500.
All right. What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
And now, back to our regularly scheduled commercials.
Have you been putting off finding that dream home, dreading the process of a move? I get it, but you don't need to put your dreams on hold. I'm Kathy with the Kathy Helbig Real Estate Group. When I started in the business 20 years ago, it was my goal to make the buying and selling experience fast and easy. Our team of design and stagers, marketing, mortgage, buying and selling experts, takes the burden off you and helps sell your home for top dollar fast. We also specialize in new construction. At no cost to you, we will negotiate the best price and help guide the selection decisions to ensure the house is exactly what you want and will be resold at top dollar when you move. Tiny mistakes in the new construction process can cost you tens of thousands of dollars. Why not work with us at no cost to you? There's no time to waste in today's hot market, so call us at 314-276-SOLD. That's 314-276-7653 or online at KathyHelbigGroup.com. Call us today and expect to be moved. Keller Williams, Realty West.
Ever notice how some homes have a style all their own? The secret? It all starts with the floors. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 75 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing you the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Whether you're looking for carpet, tile, laminate, or hardwood floors, you'll find it all at Midwest Floor. Here's a great suggestion. Beautiful, pre-finished hardwood flooring is on sale for an incredible $4.99 a square foot. That's right, you can have beautiful pre-finished solid oak hardwood floors for only $4.99 a square foot. This sale is for 3/4 inch thick, 2 1/4 inch width, solid oak hardwood floor, and your choice of 7 gorgeous colors. This is a high quality, American made hardwood floor with an unheard of 50 year warranty. So hurry in to one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this exclusive offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Summer has got to be the best time of the year with vacations and plenty of leisure time outdoors. If relaxing in your yard is your definition of leisure, then you should make Suburban Leisure Center your ultimate destination. Why? With prices as much as 60% off, the savings are as hot as the temperatures. Ooh, it's hot! It's even easier to afford to replace that old rickety weathered patio furniture at up to 60% off on new complete patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection
selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard, with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas at special savings up to 60% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like the picture you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Get better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ARCAMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem, ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Hi, this is Billy Bush of Kreptig Lager and Kreptig Light. We are proud to partner with KTRS and the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer to raise funds for research and help care for its victims and their families. Cancer touches us all, and even the smallest contribution goes a long way. Kreptig means strong. We believe in the strength of the St. Louis community. Together, our strength will beat cancer.
William K. Bush Brewing Company, St. Louis, Missouri. Please drink responsibly.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine. And we started again, and I take back what I said. Billy Bush is right. He didn't say cure it. He said beat it. He said beat it and research and help the families. That's exactly what the whole St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer thing. I stand corrected now that I heard it again. Let's go to Southern California and see what Mike Evans knows that we don't know. I know this. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market next door. They're on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley, and a gift card or two, always a great idea. Here is Mike Evans.
All I want to do is talk about Annie Gunn again, honey.
I know you do. We covered that yesterday pretty well.
So good.
Mm-hmm. You made that.
Joe is such a sweet lady.
You made that clear.
And Tom, he better give me strokes when we play golf.
Mm-hmm.
Paco's question, I never noticed John Mayer having an unusually good-looking mug.
Well, easy there. Easy, Mike.
I was a bit surprised when I heard that John announced how much he spends on his nightly self-imposed facials that he gives himself.
Mm.
So how much does he spend every night? $200, $500, $1,000, or $1,500 a night?
Whoa.
I'm lucky if I remember to brush my teeth.
Mm.
Amazing stat. Of those who escaped the 9/11 Twin Towers and the first responders, police and firemen, 5,441 now have cancer.
Mm.
From the debris and the chemicals ingested from the through the wreckage, there were about 7,500 in the danger zone that didn't die. 5,400 now have cancer.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. Is it true? If he behaves, O.J. Simpson will be released on his first parole hearing July 16th of next year.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Okay.
They give him.
I hope it's true.
In Nevada, but if they don't do any problems, have caused no trouble, they usually get out the very first parole hearing. hearing. It's July 16th.
I hope it's true. So the
can you imagine the circus, the police, I mean, press that'll be there?
No, I actually want to see people make fools of themselves, and I want to see people fawning all over them like they did before. Oh, Jay, you're the greatest. Go Jews.
Well, you know they'll do that.
Oh, sure they will.
Why do you think that is, Frank?
I don't know, man.
How long did he get?
He got
33 years total.
9 to 30 years, and he's eligible for parole after 8 years.
Wow. So he's been in for 8
years. Oh, no. Has he? Are you kidding me? He's been in 8 years for that kidnapping thing?
I believe
it's been a long time, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, the max, I think, was 33 if you take the whole thing.
Is that amazing?
That does not seem like that could be.
Well, of course, you know he's innocent.
Well, of course he is. They proved that in court.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Meanwhile, odds and ends. Kris Jenner has several psychic advisors. Kris Jenner. She sees at least the tarot card, the crystal ball, and the Ouija board goons every day before she actually starts her day.
And you don't?
No, I actually don't, no. You're a Ouija board guy, aren't you?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
That's just me. The Kardashian, you know, look, now, I think Frank will tell you, and Frank's a very generous man.
Mm.
I remember that $5 you gave that guy at the restaurant Spring 10 years ago?
I'll never forget it. Never forget it.
I never pass a guy, and I think Frank's the same way, a homeless person without giving him some money.
Mm-hmm. A lot of money.
Not a lot of money, give him $4 or $5. Yeah. And anytime there's any military wearing uniform, Cheryl and I always buy their meal for them. Don't tell them who it is. We just quietly pay for it. Thank you for your service. And, you know, I mean, that I think you have to give back. And to be honest, I know this, I don't want to embarrass him, but Frank does. He is a very generous giving back kind of guy.
Edit that out.
Now we get down to the Kardashians charity giving. It is restricted to one charity, and the charity is letting a outside charity sell Kim Kardashian's clothes that she's about to throw away, and Kim still wants 90% of the money.
Well, you know what? Good for her. I think that's fantastic.
Man.
That's great.
Is that shameful behavior or what?
And here, I thought they didn't do any charity, and we find out 10%.
Kylie celebrated her 19th birthday by renting a $50 million 6-acre Caribbean resort. It has 3 houses, 17 bedrooms, 21 bathrooms, 4 pools, 4 butlers, 2 chefs, full-time masseuse. She rented it for a week right on the water. Now, remember, none of these Kardashians have any talent at all, except taking off their clothes and having sex in front of cameras. That's the only thing. I mean, they have no talent at all. No, they have millions of dollars, and they don't give to charity. I mean,
their talent,
in Hawaii, we would say that's just no shame. They have absolutely no freaking shame at all.
Their talent is their ability to read the stupid people in this country who would make them rich. That's
you
talent.
Are erect, sir.
I think it was correct. You were
correct, right. Sir.
Yeah.
Talk about erect, sir. Did you see that Japanese high jumper, pole vaulter?
Yes.
You already erect, sir.
That was great.
Yeah, I loved it. My dad, you know, we grew up poor. My dad used to say, anytime I complained about anything, I cried because I had no shoes and because until I met a man who had no feet, then he usually slapped me.
Yeah.
And the Kardashians, you know, so rich, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. Absolutely,
but they're not.
The cell, Franco,
but they're not, and more so, the people who support that trash ought to be ashamed that that you watch it, that you buy their crap. You ought to be ashamed.
You and me, I know, Miami. Date in history: 1985. Madonna marries Sean Penn.
How'd that work out?
They said that wouldn't last.
Yeah.
Did that not work out?
I don't think so.
I didn't follow that.
No. More on Madonna in 1958 on this. Date. She was born, and she is now 58 herself.
All right.
Elvis Presley died on this date in 1977, 39 years ago. Where were you, Frank O?
I talked about it earlier. Working for an ad agency, walking down the hall, and office manager ran out and said, "Yeah, I can believe it, Elvis died." I thought it was a joke. I was waiting for the punchline.
You want to hear mine?
Yep.
I was working for the New York Post. I was traveling with the Dodgers working for the New York Post, West Coast Sports Ed, and I was at the Los Angeles Gold Exchange, and I was buying gold change at wholesale that I would sell to players when we went on the road. I was doing pregame, postgame shows for the Dodgers, and I was at the gold exchange where this guy had a little TV behind him, and he goes, "Look at that, Elvis Presley just died," and I couldn't believe it. By the way, a little follow-up on that, about 5 months later, I get a call from my editor, Jerry Lisker of the New York Post, and he says, "Is it true that you've been selling gold jewelry in the press box and the clubhouse at Dodger Stadium?" Then he fired me. Said it was unprofessional for a journalist.
I kind of agree with it.
You're saying that to the players?
Yeah. I kind of agree with it.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Well, I don't doubt that you didn't see anything wrong.
I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Hey, you're making a living, you're an entrepreneur.
That's what I'm trying to do. And finally.
Okay. I just can't believe the players bought it from you.
Yeah, why couldn't they just buy it from you?
Go to a jewelry store, you're a baseball player.
Well, you know what? I didn't charge them that much. This is back in the 70s.
They felt sorry for you.
I sold gold chains to some of the greatest and now Hall of Fame baseball players are. Don Sutton came up to the press box. He wasn't pitching that night. He came up, and I'm laying out this black velvet display case in the press box.
Yeah, I'd have fired you.
Then Sully walks by and goes, "What the hell?"
Yeah, I'd have fired him.
I don't know. I never saw anyone wrong with it. That's just me.
By the way, if you hadn't done it, you wouldn't have that story now. Mm-hmm. So there, worth it for that.
You know what?
We're out of time.
All the stories that I have, and Frank knows I have a ton of them. I'm actually, tomorrow will be on time. I'll have to look at the schedule. Thursday, they're flying me into Columbus, Ohio at Q96 to do a show all about my stories.
Wow, that'd be a great show.
Yeah. You get guys to see about the station flying me in and paying me to do that over there.
Hang on, check on it right now.
See about that.
Can we fly? No? Okay, no. No, not going to happen. And finally.
I've never noticed John Muir having such a good-looking mug. He surprised when shocked when he said how much he spends for his nightly self-imposed facials. 200, 500, 1,000, 1,500.
Yeah,
1,500.
500.
1,000.
I don't make this stuff up, folks. $1,500. Including one thing he calls a $400 nightly Diamond Life Infusions. $300 for eyeline serums. You got to be kidding me. Like I said, I'm lucky if I remember to brush my own freaking teeth. I'm Mike Evans in Hollywood. See you.
You would think a self-imposed facial would be free.
And for people driving along, who was it who does that? John Mayer. That's who does the facial. $1,500. See, I know what you did, and I'm not even going to stop. I know what you did. I know what you did, and some other people do, too. We keep moving. As Dan said earlier, push forward. Just push forward. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, the longest-running advertiser on this show, 52 weeks a year for almost 25 years now. Thank you, American Equity Mortgage. You will thank them when they save you money, and they can. A couple of ways. Get you a great rate for mortgage and get you a great rate for either a debt consolidation loan or a home equity loan. Debt consolidation to pay off bad debt, let's say like credit cards. If you're a homeowner, you don't have to keep making minimum payments. And a home equity loan to get you money for something like a wedding or medical expense or tuition or that kind of thing. AmericanEquity.com is the website. Do not be confused by other mortgage lenders who want you to think they're American Equity Mortgage just because they got a similar phone number or name. This is American Equity Mortgage, and the number is 314-878-9999.
Time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, Dan, you're still running slow on southbound 270, and that's going to take you from about Olive down through Manchester, and then things open up after that. You're starting to thin out just a little bit on westbound Highway 40. You were backed up to about Busch Stadium. Now it looks like we're slow right around Vandeventer, and that takes you through McCausland. Southbound 170, that's also better. You're slow now from the parkway down through Highway 40. Eastbound 270, no traffic there. Westbound 364, a bit heavy from Maryland Heights Expressway past the Veterans Bridge and westbound 70. Now you're slowing west of 270 out through 5th Street. And this report is brought to you by Catholic Alumni Partnership. Join peers across the country in connecting with former classmates to keep Catholic elementary schools thriving. Add your name to the hundreds of others that say, yes, I care about the future of Catholic education at CatholicClassmates.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Thursday, August 18th, join us for the Nestle Purina Radiothon to support the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer on KTRS. Listen for details.
Do you prefer the same accounting and finance professionals for long-term or recurring projects? AccountTemps Salary Professional Service may be the solution. Visit AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
The Big Sports Show.
It's Jim Hewer, sports director at the Big 550 KTRS.
And I'm Brendan Weesey. Join us weeknights for the Big Sports Show.
Jim Sterk is going to be the new athletic director at the University of Missouri. Well, what's his most important job?
There needs to be at least some semblance of responsibility that falls at his doorstep in terms of improving the image.
6:30 tonight
on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it. You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A report of a burglary in this O'Fallon, Missouri neighborhood ends with one person being shot and killed.
Plus, frustrated parents upset over some bus route changes right before the first day of school.
And Nelly is joining the St. Louis Symphony for a special concert. Also, the local company giving its employees an all-expense-paid vacation.
But first on Fox, a reported burglary in O'Fallon, Missouri ends with one man being shot and killed.
Police say they're investigating all aspects of this case. Fox 2's Jeff Bernthal is live with what we know so far. Jeff.
Police still on the scene here where we're told a woman shot and killed a man that she reported breaking into the home here. This is Little Brave Drive. The call for a burglary came into police at about 10 minutes after noon today. Neighbors reported hearing loud thumps or